Okay, so as someone who works with visually impaired clients, I've had AudioBoo now for quite a while, and I used it as a someone who hadn't signed up, and then I finally signed up because I wanted to be able to do some things that you needed to do from the website, like delete boos and delete messages from the inbox, sort of like that. So, what I've found is that the things that most make me want to write audio boos happen to me when I am usually on my way to work, sometimes on my way home from work, but they have to do mostly with travel and pretty much the goodness and humanity of people. And this coincides with something that some of my clients don't yet understand. And most of the time I work with people who are going blind or have lost their sight recently, and there's a lot of fear involved there, in terms of them being comfortable with their mobility skills and comfortable getting out and about and traveling around. And so I just wanted to highlight today, maybe the next few boos I do will involve these types of things, but I just wanted to tell a brief story. Like today, I was waiting for a bus, and where I was waiting, there's an island, a long, narrow cement island with bus bays, sort of cut out so the buses can nose in and get the side of the bus right up against the island. And there are, more than one bus. There's more than one bus that pulls into each bus bay, and it wasn't quite time for the bus that I wanted, but another bus pulled into the bay where the one that I wanted should be. And then another bus drove by to go to a bay that was in front of the bus that had just pulled in. And I knew, I said, I wonder if that's the bus I need. Ah, but it's not quite time yet. It's probably not here. And, whatever. So I just stood where I normally would catch the bus. And some guy that I've seen on the bus before and has seen me, we've spoken, a couple times, was like, "Hey, are you trying to catch the one to Corona?" And, I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, it's up here." And it just made me wanted to blog about it, because a lot of my clients don't understand how much people that you run into, especially folks that have seen you and they know what you're generally trying to do in your routine, how much those folks will actually help you and sort of look out for you.